The chief financial officer for Chinese telecom giant Hongwei Technologies has scheduled court appearances in Canada, where lawyers are asking that she be granted bail while awaiting possible extradition to the United States to face fraud charges. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Court documents showed U.S. authorities accuse her of misleading banks and putting those banks at risk of breaking U.S. sanctions on Iran. They allege she was trying to use those banks to move money out of Iran. Court documents also show that in the meantime, she wants to be released, and not only on grounds she suffers from hypertension. She's also citing her longstanding ties with Canada and mentioned she owns two homes worth millions in Vancouver. Meng is not only CFO, she's also the daughter of the founder of Huawei, one of China's key tech companies. It's the world's biggest supplier of networking hardware. China has demanded Meng's immediate release.
Neither Canada nor the U.S. has provided China with any evidence that Meng has broken any law in those two countries.
Her arrest has put global markets on edge, with investors worried it could sabotage any chance of a trade deal between Washington and Beijing.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels may be open to more talks with the rival government if current peace negotiations in Sweden go well. That's according to a spokesperson. Some of the issues being negotiated at the UN brokered talks are a prisoner swap and the reopening of the Sana'a airport. Some reports say that the parties have agreed to the prisoner swap before the talks in Stockholm began, but there has been little progress on issues such as the reopening of the airport, also control of Yemen's largest port city, that's Hodeida. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The French government is reacting to a weekend tweet by President Trump about France's domestic affairs. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian says President Donald Trump should not comment on France's domestic affairs, notably nationwide protests that began over fuel tax hikes meant to wean the country off fossil fuels. Trump has tweeted twice on the issue, saying in one last weekend that the Paris Agreement isn't working out so well for Paris. It was a reference to the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, which the US is leaving and which France's Emmanuel Macron has championed worldwide. Macron is to address the nation, breaking a long silence over rising protests that are shaking France. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A key U.S. lawmaker said Sunday that Democrats in the House of Representatives could pursue impeachment hearings against President Trump, saying that the U.S. leader has surrounded himself with crooks and was part of a broad conspiracy against the American people to win the 2016 election. Congressman Gerard Nadler, a New York Democrat, set to become a chairman of the House Judiciary Committee when Democrats take control next month, told CNN that lawmakers have to decide how important allegations are against Mr. Trump, but should pursue impeachment charges only for serious offenses. Meanwhile, President Trump's looking for a new chief of staff, but the search is not going as planned. AP Sagar Magani.
The president made it official Saturday.
John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year.
Most senior White House officials figured Kelly's successor was already in place, Nick Ayers, the vice president's current chief of staff. But Ayers said yesterday he's out of the running to be the president's third chief of staff in fewer than 2 years. A person familiar with his thinking says the president's considering four names, including House Freedom Caucus Chair Mark Meadows and White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney, though a person close to him says Mulvaney's not interested. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has ruled out the extradition of two suspects in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. This is after Istanbul's chief prosecutor filed warrant for the arrest of the two former senior Saudi officials. Crews in several southern U.S. states are working Monday to clear roads and restore electricity after a strong storm dumped snow, sleet, and freezing rain. National Weather Service forecaster David Roth says more snow is expected in the southeast.
Turkish officials say that
this would be from roughly central North Carolina down the edge of the Piedmont, into South Carolina and parts of Georgia. But the way some of the activity's been in eastern Tennessee, I wouldn't rule them out for an additional inch or two of snow as well.
Power companies reported the storm knocked out service to more than 300,000 customers. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of